Warning. The following podcast is hosted by two people who spend more time reading gossip blogs than they do actual news. Their opinions are their own. Their facts are highly questionable. And there's a good chance that one of them is extremely intoxicated.
All stuff that's very important to keep in mind as you listen to this in case you missed it. Podcast. What's going on, world? This is the third edition. My name is Strawberry. With me is Chunk.
Yay, week three, and I'm not the wasted one. Yay! So here's what we do. We're going to try to give you all the good stuff this week because we know you're busy. We're going to try to give it to you in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, and normally I try to stay away from anything Trump, Kardashian, or Catch Me Outside related. However, for this week, we are going to break that rule because in case you missed it,
a man wearing a backpack jumped the fence over on the south side of the White House and then made his way all the way to the south portico entrance where President Trump was.
Several bad ideas all combined into once.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring this up is because the guy who jumped this White House fence is from Milpitas.
Local.
He's from the smelliest city in the Bay Area.
At some point, this intruder and President Trump were probably only a few hundred yards apart.
So he literally crossed the country to go play some hide-and-seek peekaboo games with the Secret Service. Didn't end well, because after 20 minutes of ducking and dodging in the bushes, Secret Service finally caught him in his backpack, right?
Well, the fact that he lasted that long without getting blasted is beyond me. That's a major federal jail time offense, and you're gonna not have fun in prison.
So, bad idea, Jeans.
Bad idea. Like, I know you want to leave Milpitas, you think this is the way, but this is not the way.
Not the way.
Just move.
What was in the backpack? Did they finally figure out what was going on?
I had heard that there was mace.
Smart.
Donald Trump's book, Art of the Deal. I had read that he actually had a meeting with Steve Bannon, and Bannon had canceled the meeting, but didn't tell the guy.
So plan A is to show up, sign in at the receptionist, and then get your visitor's pass. Plan B is hop the wall, hide behind a tree, and then sneak around the White House.
Because you have to go through.
Gotcha.
You have to go through a few security clearing places before you even get to the White House. You have a main gate, and then you have a front press area, and then, I mean, if he got a couple hundred yards to the president, that's. Yeah. Someone in the Secret Service should have been fired. Because you should have released the hounds like Monty Burns. Like, the dogs should have been tearing his ass up early.
Like, where are the machine guns? Where are
and they have them all. They're
landmines.
The security. If you jump the fence, they know where you jump the fence. I'm surprised they didn't blast that guy.
Yeah, bro, if this was an episode of Scooby-Doo, you would be gone.
Yes.
You wouldn't stand a chance. I know a lot of viral videos I'm very skeptical of. I'm going to call this one fake, but this girl came up with a clever idea of how to rob
very smart
Foot Locker and
shoes and size shoes, bitch. This always still out the stove. We buy a small size and put it a big size and walk off on your stupid ass. Foot ass your Foot Locker.
So there's a girl with tiny feet, and she goes into these shoe stores and puts on these huge size, like 12 and 13 Jordans and sneakers, whatever, and then walks out. Instead of double socking, she's double shoeing.
If you work at Foot Locker and someone comes in and it's a woman, and it's a tiny woman because she's going to have size like
five
feet. And when she says, I need a size 13, the guy's like, why?
I'm calling fake. I'm calling it ratchet, and I'm calling this next clip ratchet. Again, with all respect to other cultures, the passing of the dead and the celebration of their life. This may be something cultural, but there's a video and there's a coffin in the middle of this street in celebration, and you can hear the crowd cheering on the coffin, and they're cheering on the girl who is straddling the coffin, twerking on top of the corpse.
That coffin could get pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, and just real quick, I forgot to add, there's a second girl twerking on this coffin, and now she is being doused with water. This has become a wet t-shirt twerking funeral in this country.
I mean, if you're going to go out, you're going to go out. I mean, 2 Chainz wanted to get buried in the stripper club. I mean, that makes sense. When I die, bury me
inside the booty club. If you didn't know, Ed Sheeran has a cousin who is a rapper. His real name,
government name,
is Jethro Sheeran.
It's a terrible, awful name.
With the legal name of Jethro, growing up in England, do you want to take a guess at what this 42-year-old's rap name is?
Borat? Ali G?
Close. It's a Lone Star. Searching a Lone Star's YouTube page, I couldn't find anything newer than 2013, but here is one of his songs called Out of Control. J-U-G-Z, yeah, I'm wild, yeah, I'm white. Raps tight, flow at ease, you a piece like cream cheese. I'm giving you all the cinema flow. Here's what Jethro did. Here's what a Lone Star did.
Jethro is the worst name.
He pulled the Puff Daddy because Diddy did this years ago. Jethro was given a bad review. It was Essex Magazine. They gave him a bad review on his newest album.
He's lucky that Essex Magazine isn't even talking about him, but okay, thanks to his cousin.
And then he demanded that they take the bad review down, and when it wasn't, he sent messages to the two writers with threats, and he said, quote, be up to check, y'all, with some Polish friends. And then he said he'd come by their office to, quote, chop it up and sort it out. And then he also wrote stuff like, I'm gonna expose you and put your pictures and names out there. I'm talking to ex-police and security on my team. We just want to talk ASAP. So this guy's going off on Essex Magazine, who gave a 42-year-old white rapper a bad album review.
If your cousin's Ed Sheeran, and you want to be a rapper, don't.
This is one of his 2013 songs. Yeah, I just can't seem to get you out of my head. Sometimes I feel I'm haunting inside. Look in my eyes, a pain of love eats me alive. Two worlds collide, feeling paralyzed. My heart's killing me, I can't breathe inside.
Ed Sheeran is one of the biggest acts in the world right now. And you're like, not.
Yeah, I think it sucks when you are the Solange of the family.
Solange won a Grammy. And she whooped Jay's ass in that elevator. Whooped his ass.
Let's keep talking about rappers. And in case you missed it, this story is going viral and it's awesome. And it's actually going viral because the Children's Miracle Network, who I am a proud supporter and donor of, they put this documentary together of a 17-year-old teenager from Phoenix, Arizona. His name is Isaiah Acosta.
Isaiah was born with no jaw. So right at birth, we had to make a decision whether we wanted to save him and take the chance. I was told that he wasn't going to walk, talk, pretty much be bedbound.
So with all that, the parents decided to bring the birth to full term and go with it. And you can just imagine how having no jaw and having all your internal organs flipped around and not being able to talk and have to inject yourself with all your food. Imagine all the trouble he's going through in his whole life. He can't express himself.
I know he has so much locked up in there that he wants to say. I mean, he'll walk around the house making beats in the car, on the table.
So he got together with a rapper in Phoenix by the name of Trap House. A lot better than the rap name, A Lone Star, right?
A Lone Star.
And Isaiah wrote these lyrics out, gave them to Trap House, and Trap House recorded it. So now Isaiah not only has a rap song on iTunes, he has a rap video out on YouTube. I don't care what people think of me. Pride and honor that they carry me. Jaw gone, but I let myself. Like a lion to my family. And people love this guy, and nobody is shunning him. It seems like he's welcome throughout his school, his neighborhood, throughout Phoenix, just with open arms. They love this guy. He's fully active in sports, and he's not letting anything stop him. Just accept me for my differences. Everybody
gonna hear my voice. That is a good story for the feels.
You didn't like it. You didn't click on it.
Dude, that story kept popping up in my Facebook feed all week, and I'm like, I'm not clicking on it. That image just freaks me out. The no jaw freaks me out. Like, yeah. You just see him, and you're like, where's your chin, bro? Where's your chin? It's not there. Freaks me out. But I guess he's a cool ghost rider, but
He's the next Aubrey Graham.
I mean, y'all already wrote for us. Damn, look at what's one more quote for us. Like, he's a ghost rider, which is great. And if I were his parents, I'd probably let him do whatever he wanted to do.
Putting it in perspective, though, some behind the scenes in the industry, the people who do write songs and write raps for other people, they get a lot of money. There's more money in writing than there is in performing a lot of times.
Yeah. Oh, if you write Drake's lyrics, you make a lot of money, but Drake's gonna make the money performing those lyrics.
In case you missed it, Misha Barton.
Brian, look out!
Misha Barton has a restraining order against two ex-boyfriends. Apparently, she thinks that one or both are peddling a sex tape.
I just want to say that I've been put through an incredibly hard and trying time.
Is she not sure which boyfriend filmed her having sex?
I'm just going to put it out there that I think most people in the industry film their sex. I have a couple sex tapes, and I'm not in the industry, but if you're in the industry, everybody has them.
Mishka is claiming that this sex tape was filmed without her knowledge.
My absolute worst fear was realized when I learned that someone I thought I loved and trusted was filming my most intimate and private moments without my consent with hidden cameras.
So she filed a police report after she heard stories that there was a sex tape of her that was being shopped around for $500,000. So she filed two restraining orders on the boyfriends that she thought it may be.
Do you know when these images were taken?
We believe they were taken in the last year.
Is the ex-boyfriend a celebrity?
I'm not going to answer any questions about the identity of the man that she had been seeing.
A quick Wikipedia search will be able to find out who she dated in the last year.
But $500,000 is not a lot of money.
For a sex tape, you don't think so?
For a sex tape, that's bare bones.
It's Mieszka Barton, though. What has she been doing?
She hasn't been doing much, but I'm saying is that is not a lot of money in the sex world.
Essentially, it's revenge porn is what she's saying.
It's revenge porn. So what they can do is you can take revenge porn, throw it on the internet, throw it on YouPorn or something, and just upload it. So it's on the internet forever. No one can make money. If you sell it to like Vivid or like a company, I mean, you're signing contracts, you're getting tax forms.
Right.
You are signing a publishing distribution deal. You know, like when like the Real Housewives put out their sex tapes and stuff, they sign distribution deals and stuff. It's literally a distribution deal. Or the Love and Hip Hop Chicks or whatever, you know. So with Mieszka Barton, it sucks if it was filmed without her knowledge, but you just got to be smart about stuff.
If you're going to send a naked selfie, cover your face.
Yes.
And if you're having sex, just wear a bag over your head or like a mask.
Well,
quick little screen mask.
You gotta do something, but I mean, if
little purge mask.
You kind of gotta know, like,
Freddy Krueger, Jason.
You gotta figure out if your dude's gonna be the kind of guy that's gonna film you without your knowledge.
Right.
It was also I read that she like just had her 31st birthday and she was GHB'd.
Oh, fun stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, Mieszka Barton's not having the best 2017. So.
Maybe hanging out with the wrong crowd.
She's had problems for years.
Honestly, though,
just tons of problems.
How good was the OC?
Welcome to the OC, bitch. This is how it's done in Orange County.
Remember those? That was good. Dope. That was good. Dope.
The In Case You Missed It podcast.
One of the biggest movies that came out this weekend was the Disney live action Beauty and the Beast. That thing is everywhere. And of course, the Migos song Bad and Bougie is everywhere. So what do? You combine the two and you get Belle and Bougie.
Raindrop. Yeah. Drop top. Chilling with a clock and a teapot.
Come on, chilling with a clock and a teapot, that's awesome. That's awesome.
It's funny.
Ducking Augustine because he not hot.
You know who Augustine is?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Switching with pops because he got. Now I'm the girl with the magic mirror. Up in the castle, I see it clearer.
Now, as far as parodies go, this is a good one.
It's not bad. Yeah. No, this was a good one. This is a good one of the movies coming out, and all the Trump voters are freaking out because of the gay character, but they're like, oh, we don't care if this chick wants to bang a moose, but those two dudes are gay. We don't like it. It's like, hold on a second.
My life is Belle and Bougie. Silver, we're acting like groupies. My face is so sad, it's ruthless. I'm young and I'm rich and a princess.
I like this last part, too.
I fell in love with the furry guy. Yeah. Rose petals falling like every night.
Video's awesome. I'll post that on the strawberryontheradio.com blog.
So in case you missed it, Mom of the Year goes to...
this lady in Riverside.
A mother is seen walking into a Riverside Food for Less with her toddler by her side.
So far, so good. Going shopping, right?
Well, I know it's in Riverside, so I know it's going to be awful.
Plot twist!
When the child wanders off, the mother continues to shop and doesn't seem concerned about the child's whereabouts.
And this whole thing was caught on surveillance video, and we've all been in Disneyland or the mall or Safeway, and kids are walking everywhere, and the mom and the dad's like, just get away from me, let me do shopping. Mm-hmm. And they collect the kids later, right?
Yeah.
Not in this case. Apparently, the mom kept shopping, ditched the kid, and one witness tried to help.
When a concerned citizen brought the child to the mom, she had just made a statement saying, oh, just leave her. And just went on with her shopping.
Literally, words out of the mom's mouth, just leave her.
I had that experience today. I took little man to Target.
Uh-huh.
The end-all experience was I left him in the toy section. Straight up left him.
Yeah?
He was throwing a fit, and I don't do fits, and we don't deal with that in my household. So he decided to throw a fit because I didn't want him to buy him the $145 Lego set that he wanted because it's right at eye level.
Of course
I'm like... Can you pick like a $20 item? So he wants a $145 Lego set. I'm like, nah, bro. He loses his crap.
Uh-huh.
Screaming and yelling and just lays on the floor at Target and just screaming and kicking and stuff.
And you took off. You're like, I'm not playing that.
And I'm basically like, I'm going to go grab some stuff near you. So you can't see me, but I can still, no one's going to grab you.
Right.
You know? Because I'm kind of a concerned parent.
Yeah, lightweight.
But I totally get like...
Ditching your kid?
Ditching your kid, yeah.
So throughout the time that she was in the store, we have witnesses saying that this child was wandering by herself. And not being watched by her mother.
And then police tell us the mother pays for her groceries, exits the store, and leaves the child behind.
She just peaced out.
When it's time to go in the morning, I'll walk out to the car, and he'll be in the house kicking and screaming, like throwing a fit.
Right.
I'll be like, I'm at the car, let's go. And he'll eventually come
work
out.
His way down.
Yeah.
Now, not to judge this woman who left her kid inside the Food for Less, but it's almost better because you know she ain't buckling this kid in the car seat.
That's also
true.
That
kid's going straight to the trunk or maybe like, what's that area like between the back window?
The
back dashboard?
The tanning section, the sun deck.
Yeah, between the chairs and the back window.
Yeah.
That kid's laying right there.
Yeah.
Detectives tell us the child is now in protective custody and doesn't appear to be malnourished or injured.
Just, straight up abandoned. All right, speaking of kids ruining their life, in case you missed it, some kids crashed a live TV broadcast. This was on the BBC, right?
Yeah, so the BBC, who does their news hella proper, they are interviewing a very credentialed professor. Like, the dude's LinkedIn is on fleek. Like, this guy knows what he was talking about. He was talking about North Korea and South Korea, and all of a sudden, his kids come strolling in like, yo, daddy, what's up?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children's just walked in. I mean,
his kids came in to party.
Right.
He handled it about as good as a dad can handle it that's on live.
When you're on live TV.
And then it's funny is, first daughter comes in just swaggy. Comes in just like, yeah. Just wanting to party with daddy. I feel that.
Right.
Second baby comes in, and this baby's in one of those carts. So this baby just comes
learning to walk, banging in everything.
So this baby just comes strolling in too, and this baby wants to party. Out of nowhere, dude, you just see this woman who was flying.
She was Korean,
in.
Right?
This Korean woman comes flying in, grabs the baby.
Like a shoplifter.
Then grabs the second baby, and she's dragging him out of the room. And you're watching it, because he's talking about, like, Kim Jong-un.
South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely limited.
The lady who everybody assumed was the maid.
Racist viewers.
Oh my God. The whole reason people were upset about it was the way the maid handled the children and blah, 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 because this kid got grabbed. I showed this video to my wife, and my wife's like, oh, that's a mom.
She could tell by the grab.
Yeah. You could tell by the grab. That's a mom grab.
My apologies.
Every time he goes on TV from this den, this office, he says he does lock the door to avoid this. He's like, I just forgot to lock the door that day.
You got to mix in your home life with your work life because things happen.
His pullout game and his door locking game are both weak.
He got two of those things. He got trapped with the second one.
Okay, so we touched on it on last week's In Case You Missed It podcast with Chance the Rapper donating $1 million to the Chicago Public Schools. I'm a huge proponent of people with money and with a platform and with a huge following being able to make a positive change and being able to use that platform to make a difference. I know firsthand how much Colin Kaepernick does for the community and for the underserved and for the underprivileged that he does not get any recognition or media for, which is why when he posted this Instagram the other day.
People are dying in Somalia right now that need our help. There's an impending famine because of drought, politics, inaction of NGOs, and lack of media attention. We're asking Turkish Airlines to allow us to use a plane to fly food, water, and aid to these people. We can help create the change. We can help be the change. Let's make this happen. Let's help save these lives. We can do this.
I said to myself, that's the Colin Kaepernick that I'm fully aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And when he put that plea out there, I'm like, that'd be great to see if something like that happens. Update, in case you missed it.
Amazing news. Turkish Airlines granted us an airplane to fly to Somalia, a 60-ton cargo plane, so we can fly there with food, with water for these people. Now we've started a GoFundMe page to allow anyone to help us donate food, donate water. We'll make sure every cent goes to helping these people. So use the hashtag LoveArmyForSomalia, and this is amazing. Let's keep building. Let's keep going.
He did this grassroots style through his Instagram, through social media. He didn't call a press conference. He didn't rely on the NFL or ESPN.
The NFL probably wouldn't help him.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they're not going to help.
And the cool thing with social media is you can get your message out to the people directly, which is what he did. And it worked. And he said, you know what? The media is not talking about Somalia and what's going on in there. I think I can help with my platform. And part two of the mission is underway. I think that's freaking awesome.
And I'm super glad. I mean, I'm super glad he's doing it. Why his organization is not called Colin Cares is beyond me.
Oh, that would
How
be good.
Is
Colin
not
Cares.
Colin Cares.
I know part of his inner circle, and I know a lot of the stuff that they do for kids across the country.
They do a lot. They do
For families and underprivileged and underserved communities, they do a ton, and it all goes under the radar. I know they're very modest, Colin and his inner circle, so I don't know if they want me to spill all the beans, but I think it is a spotlight that needs to be shined? Spotlight. Someone needs to shine a spotlight
on
what he does, because it's genuine and it comes from the heart and it literally makes the difference between life and death for a lot of people. And it's all coming out of his own pocket.
Yes.
Also, he just does it for the love.
The truth is kept secret. It's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
People aren't talking about it, and they should.
Okay, so let's talk conspiracy theories. I'm all about it. In case you missed it, more viral video. What are those things? I know Alexia is one of those. You talk to the machine. There's Alexia.
It's Alexa.
Alexa.
It's Alexa. It's literally, you go, hey, Alexa, and then they, what's up?
There's Echo. Amazon does Echo, right?
So Amazon has an Echo and an Alexa.
Who does Google?
Google has a Home. It's called Google Home.
Okay.
It's all the same principle.
It's all the same thing. There's at least three different devices you can put in your house that has a microphone running the entire time, and anytime you want to talk to it, it'll record you and ask you questions. This video went viral because one of the ladies who owns an Alexia, what's it called? Alexa?
The Alexa, yeah.
She said, hey, I'm curious if I'm getting wiretapped here.
Alexa?
And then the lights light up. Alexa's listening.
Yeah.
Would you lie to me?
I always try to tell the truth. I'm not always right, but I would never intentionally lie to you or anyone else.
Alexa? What is the CIA?
Uh-oh.
The United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA.
Alexa?
It lights up.
Are you connected to the CIA?
The lights go dark. Turns off. Here we go.
Alexa?
Lights up.
Are you connected to the CIA?
Lights go off, turns dark. And that video started going around, so people started trying it with their other Echoes
Google
and Homes.
And Echoes and yeah.
Okay, Google. Would you lie to me?
I was programmed to never tell a lie.
He asked the same questions.
Mm-hmm. Are you connected to the CIA?
I've got to admit, I'm not sure.
That's one weird answer.
Mm.
Here's another Alexa.
Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?
Alexa says...
No, I work for Amazon.
Nice fix, nice patch, right? You kind of got to get on top of that one.
Sweet update right there. That's nice. But again, you have these devices in your home
that are listening to you
24/7. There's two ways to look at it. Yes, they're listening because they want you to, if they want to hear you say Alexa, they're waiting for that trigger, the Alexa trigger.
Right.
But they also have it where if you're screaming, like it senses escalation in the house.
Right.
So like they also listening for gunshots.
Who's they?
So here's
Who's
the
they?
Thing. They is an it's an artificial intelligence analyzing the voice patterns.
They're
the
listening to my
pattern.
Private conversations that I'm having in my house.
Yes. They're not listening to them. They're being recorded and analyzed and dumped.
Oh, even better.
We got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? Because sooner or later,
so I'm not sure if we're supposed to say rest in peace or keep up the good fight, but in case you missed it, internet cooking sensation Auntie Fee, she's also known as Chef Sister Girl, and maybe you just know her from her videos of making, quote, good-ass chicken.
Good-ass chicken! So
TMZ
good.
Reported that she died of a heart attack, and a couple hours later during the week, they go, oh, you know what? She's on life support. Well, this is a clip from one of her internet cooking shows where she literally just has her son follow her around her dirty-ass kitchen
so
with a
good.
Camera.
Okay, we're finna do this right here. If you don't have no crescent rolls, you can use any kind of cheap ass donuts or whatever. It don't matter. So you do the same thing. Spread some on there. Okay, this is butter, sugar, and cinnamon. Okay, put a lot of sugar in it so it tastes real good for the kids.
You know, it's a high quality produced show when the kid's phone that he's filming you on is also receiving text messages. Let's not edit that out.
Okay, then you put you a little raisins on one side.
This is donuts you're making?
No, and this is I don't know what the fuck this is. Okay, it's just something sweet for. for the other kids, okay? Damn, you gotta stay with me now. Yeah. Then you smash it out like that there.
It's that prison food.
No, this is not no prison, motherfucker. This is not prison food, okay? Now, I'm gonna
You making everything from scratch?
No, I gotta get me a cameraman because you tripping.
She's hilarious.
So funny. I subscribe to her on YouTube. It's hilarious.
Do you?
Yeah,
she's
hilarious.
59 years old, and like I said, TMZ on Tuesday reported that she died, and then they followed that up with, well, she's on life support. So, at this point, we're not sure what's going on.
If you watch cooking shows like I do, you gotta watch this. It's funny.
You said she had a bunch of stuff in the sink, that she was cooking in the sink.
Dude, it's so not san. I'm a slob everywhere else.
Right.
But in the kitchen, when I make food, it's sandy safe, because I don't want to, like, kill my kids or something. She's making this chicken in the sink. It'll just freak you out. If you're into sanitation at all, it'll freak you out, because she don't care.
Right.
And she's, like you heard, saying all these bad words.
Cussing out her son / cameraman.
So funny. So I hope she sticks around and makes some more videos. They're hilarious.
You want to touch on the update we have from last week?
Let's do that update.
All right. So if you're like my fiance and you didn't listen to the In Case You Missed It podcast last week, we were talking about how Dwayne Wade rented out an entire Waffle House for some of his NBA friends.
Yeah.
Yo, man, my teammate said he want to go to Waffle House. So I rented out Waffle House. No, we rented the thing out.
And I was saying, how much to rent that thing out? It's got to be a couple $1,000. Chunk said, no, it's like, what, you said 500?
$500.
Okay. And so we don't have a Waffle House out here. So I said, let's find out a Denny's or IHOP. If I was going to call in as Dwayne Wade's assistant, what would the price that the manager would quote me?
Yeah.
Well, during the week, I called several Denny's and IHOPs, and this guy right here.
Gary speaking, may I help you?
Mr. How you doing? This is Marcus Bonfiglio. I got your number from the assistant manager. By the way, I'm dropping Chunk's government name on this guy.
That's my government name.
At the IHOP. Uh-huh. And I'm an assistant to one of the members on the Chicago Bulls basketball organization. We're going to be in town for a couple days next week. And he's looking to rent out your establishment for about a 3-hour window, either Wednesday or Thursday. And it's my job to be the liaison and come up with the budget on how much you would require for that. Can I get some props on the big words I'm using, though? That's my main thing. Can I get credit for these big words?
I got a bunch of Pop-Tarts in my mouth right now, but yes, you can. That sounds very professional.
Thank you, sir.
What day was this?
Either Wednesday or Thursday. We're kind of flexible with our schedule, if that helps, but either day is great, and we're thinking probably from the hours of 2 to about 5 o'clock, just to be safe.
Okay, 2 to 5, which is a good time for us.
Okay.
Now, would that also include food, or what will you...
Absolutely food. The guys would be ordering. It's going to be a small amount of players. As far as your scheduling concerns are, we wouldn't need an entire staff. These are superstars, and my client has found it easier just to rent out such establishments, just have some privacy of their own.
It would be to reserve the whole restaurant, I would need about $500.
Okay.
And then whatever food that you guys are going to eat, I would just bring that up separately.
Absolutely.
And then $500, I would need that in advance so I can reserve it, because I've got to, you know, make sure I put up signs. And I'm going to have to make sure that people aren't staying there, because you want it completely...
private.
Empty, right?
Correct.
Completely private.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so let me get this to my client, and then we can move forward, and I'll email you everything you need.
Sounds perfect.
Now, Chunk, you nailed it on the head. I said $3,000 to rent out an IHOP or a Denny's. Yep. You go, no, dude, like $500, because they're not making any money at this place.
I'm not making any money at that point.
For 3 hours? Yeah, $500, you can own an IHOP. Party don't stop,
about to hit the IHOP. Who's the player, anyway, if you don't mind me asking?
Dwayne Wade, but don't tell anybody.
You could have been local. You couldn't have been like Draymond Green or something. You could have been like someone from the Warriors, something more reasonable.
Hey, he's got your legal name and your email, so you'll have to deal with him.
I know. Crazy ass strawberry.
3 hours. Yeah. You can own an IHOP for $500. Yeah. That's...
Well, think about it. If you want to shoot a rap video, if you want to shoot... I mean, in L.A., it's big business to shoot in restaurants and stuff like that. Dude, let's knock out an IHOP, $500.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast.
All 18 of you sons of bitches are wonderful.
Oh, it's 17 because my fiance didn't listen last week.
My wife don't listen
either. Okay, 16. She had no idea.
Every time I tell her, I'm like, I'm going podcasting. She's like, okay.
I was calling these IHOPs. She goes, why are you saying that you're working for Dwayne Wade? Why do you want to run out of IHOP? I'm like, oh, you didn't listen last week. Cool, thanks. But yeah, so thank you to everybody who's checking out the podcast and for spreading the word. And every week, we try to wrap up the last 7 days in 30 minutes. My name is Strawberry.
I'm at I Love Chunk everywhere except MySpace. MySpace isn't around anymore. But
hey, we'll talk to you next week. Be good. You can't close shop, not on my block. I'm 24/7 like